You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, and it's very poignant because, well, this is Independent Weekend, and I'm your host, Tall Feathers. The show is intertribal, and it comes to you every Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m. I would like to welcome you to your weekend as you are awakening. May this music help you transition from your sleep world into your wake world. May it be a blessed day for you. All right, we're going to start out with the American Indian Movement theme or anthem. This is sung by, I believe it's Blackfire. And I just figured it was a good way to start this next hour, considering the fact that, well, the Longest Walkers will be here. Or at least some of them, anyway, will be here in studio. Dennis Banks was not able to join us today because he had to do ceremony this morning. So my understanding is he will be calling in. We'll see how that goes. All right, I got lots of music, all of which I probably won't need that much or as much as I have, but it's good to have a variety on hand. So let's go ahead, start with this song. And we'll move forward and continue preparing. And, well, let's just get the music going. Again, I'm Tall Feathers. The show is intertribal right here on 97.3 FM, www.rar.org. All right, and that was War Scout with We're There, Porcupine Singers just before that with a Featherstaff song, and Blackfire. Get everything started at the top of this 7 a.m. hour with the American Indian Movement. All right, you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.rir.org. I'm going to get this PSA out of the way because the walkers are here. I need to get some a little more preparation done for their refreshments, and then we'll get them on air so they can share their journey. I am expecting Dennis Banks to call in, and wow, what a history this man has put together. He has dedicated his entire life to, to reclaiming their heritage of the Native American people, which has been, you know, unjustifiably stolen from them and held back. So, Dennis is out there. He's always been taking the pot shots. He's always been out there encouraging the Native people to be who they are, to live according to their traditions, and to remember them and to pass that on. So here he is walking across the U.S. with a whole host of other people, Native and non-Native alike. They're here to talk about reversing diabetes, and which is an epidemic stages on the res and among the Native nations. So let's get this PSA out of the way. RVA Critical Mass, a bike ride to celebrate bikes, is holding a 4th of July ride, party, and barbecue. Meeting at the Rite Aid on the corner of Belvedere and Broad Street at noon on the 4th. The ride will end with a barbecue at Belle Isle. Some food will be provided, but participants are encouraged to bring something for the grill. To find out more about the ride or how you can help out, you can email wingnut_collective@yahoo.com or call 804-303-5449. Again, you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM. Let's get the music going, and I'll be back shortly after this. Enjoy.
As long as the moon shall rise. As the grass shall grow. The Senecas are an Indian tribe of the Iroquois Nation. Down on the New York-Pennsylvania line, you'll find their reservation. After the U.S. Revolution, Corn Planter was a chief. He told the tribe these men they could trust. That was his true belief. He went down to Independence Hall, and there a treaty signed that promised peace with the USA and Indian rights combined. George Washington gave his signature. The government gave its hand. They said that now and forevermore, that this was Indian land. As long as the moon, as the river flows, as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. On the Seneca Reservation, there is much sadness now. Washington's treaty has been broken, and there's no hope, no how. Across the Allegheny River, they're throwing up a dam. It'll flood the Indian country, a proud day for Uncle Sam. It has broke the ancient treaty with a politician's grin. It'll drown the Indian graveyards. Corn Planter, can you swim? Ooh. mother to the Seneca. They're trampling sacred ground. Change the mint green earth to black mud flats as honor hobbles down.
As long
as the moon,
as the moon
shall rise,
as the moon shall rise,
as long
as the river,
as the river
flows.
Used to rule from Canada way south, but no one fears the Indians now and smiles the liar's mouth. The Senecas hired an expert to figure another site, but the great good army engineer said that he had no right. Although he showed them another plan, showed them another way, they laughed in his face and said, "No deal, Kanzua Dam's here to stay." Congress turned the Indians down, brushed off the Indians' plea, so the Senecas have renamed the dam. They call it Lake Perfidy.
As long
as the moon,
as the moon
shall rise,
as the moon shall rise,
as long
as the river,
as the river
flows,
as the rivers flow,
as long the sun will shine,
as long
as the grass
shall grow. Washington, Adams, and Kennedy now hear their pledges ring. The treaties are safe, we'll keep our word, but what is that gurgling? It's the backwater from Perfidy Lake. It's rising all the time, over the homes and over the fields and over the promises fine. No boats will sail on Lake Perfidy. In winter it will fill. In summer it'll be a swamp and all fish will kill. But the government of the USA has corrected George's vow. The father of our country must be wrong. What's an Indian anyhow?
As long
as the moon shall rise,
as the moon shall rise,
as long
as the river,
as the river
flows,
as the rivers flow,
as long as the sun will shine,
as long
as the grass
shall grow.
I'm the one who is painted on the rock in the desert sun. I'm the one who is buried with the smallpox blanket on the run. I'm the one who has built my burial mound for all to see. Never dreaming that the grave robber's prize would be me. So don't forget about me. I'm the voice singing in your head. Don't forget about me. I told the stories that you had. Don't forget about me. Take notice of all they do. 'Cause if they do it to me. Who's to say they won't do it to you? I'm the one who was buried with my heart at wounded knee. I'm the one who was tossed in the ditch on the trail of tears. I'm the one who was buried with my medicine bag in my hand. Now my medicine is on display on some collector's stand. And don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. Fast enough, take what I had. And now they build their trophy houses right on top of my grave. Oh, if they have no honor, then they have no shame. And don't forget about me, I'm the voice singing.
distance. My feet move to a sacred prayer. The spirit of the drumming calls to me. My body is an instrument. The spirit of the drumming calls to me. Faithful feet shake the ground like a thunder from the heavens. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, faithful feet shake the ground. Dance. Grandfathers, grandmothers, fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, all my relatives, dance for peace, dance for love. Spirit of the drum, it calls to me, calls to me.
Many years ago, in a land so free, freer than we know it today, the buffalo ran free and the eagle soared up high. Waters ran clear into the sea. Now the land before us means much more to us than ever before. People have given protect it, remember the older ones once more. Here's the pen, here's the X, put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here, put your name. You were once a native man. The times have changed, and so has the land. People are needing the resource that it gives. You'll be better off, oh, the life that you could live. Here's the pen, here's the edge. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print. Please sign here. Please sign here. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print. Please sign here.
Many years ago, in a land so free, freer than we know it today, the buffalo ran free and the eagle soared so high, and the waters ran clear into the sea.
Here's the pen, here's the X, put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here, put your name. Don't worry about the fine print.
And that is Joanne Shenandoah with Please Sign Here. Just before that, Shelley Morningsong with Faithful Feet. Another one from Michael Butcher off the CD 7, which I picked up while I was in Virginia Beach. Don't Forget About Me. Don't Forget About Me also appears on the CD Bitter Tears Sacred Ground, which was also a Native American Music Award-winning CD. Joanne Shenandoah, from that CD I just mentioned, The Bitter Tears Sacred Ground, As Long as the Grass Shall Grow. War Scout, well, we're there. So, basically, we're celebrating the Independent Weekend and also the arrival of the Longest Walkers, and I actually have one coming on mic right now. Let me turn this up. And headphones are right here. And you're Orlando, correct?
Yes.
All right.
That's good.
All right. Orlando, welcome to Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you. Beautiful town.
It is a beautiful town, actually. I like it because the streets almost feel like they're rolled up when everybody leaves Friday. I'm not going to say it's an empty city, but it's not as continually active as New York is. But you're from where?
I'm originally from Taos, New Mexico, but I live in California, San Diego.
Okay, and you are... let our listeners, everybody, you are listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, and I'm in the process of welcoming not just members of the Longest Walk, but organizers. Is that correct? You're one of the organizers?
Yes, I was the California State Coordinator for the Longest Walk 3. We kicked off the Longest Walk.
And that was back in February?
That was February 14, 2011.
And here you are now. There was a northern route and a southern route, correct?
Yes, this was part of the southern route. I was asked to do this by Dennis Banks, who's been a friend of mine since 1977. And I know him very well, and I know his spirit. Mm-hmm. And even though that we used to go eat breakfast at his house, we used to go to ceremony with him, mm-hmm. it was always about Dennis and AIM and being a leader of the American Indian Movement. But when he came down and he stayed at our house with my wife and I, she actually got to know the real Dennis, the personal Dennis.
Oh, wow. Okay. And matter of fact, we're expecting his call. Just hold on one second.
Good morning, WRAI.
Hi, Dennis. Yeah, this is me. This is Katie. I'm going to put you on hold and bring you right up, okay? All right. And Orlando's here. He's on mic right now. Hold on.
All right. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Okay. Welcome to Intertribal via the phone, Dennis. It's good to have you back here on the East Coast, and Orlando is on the mic with us as well.
Yes, it's good to be up. Good to be back out here. We were out here in 2008, and now we're winding up a very, very critical walk on diabetes, awareness of diabetes and what it's doing to our communities, what it's doing to our people, what it's doing to the quality of our life. It's a critical, walk, and of course the disease is a killer. And I don't understand why I just not putting out the red flags, that this is an emergency. This is an emergency. We have to deal with it immediately, otherwise, no longer will we be Native people left in about 100 years. It's going that fast. When we got almost 1,000 deaths every 6 months because of diabetes, then we should be screaming.
Definitely, with numbers like that, there should be some screaming going on. What is it that brought you to this this point? I mean, back in 2008, you were talking about passing the staff on and letting the younger warriors carry it. And what happened to bring all this about?
Well, 2009, I had a heart attack. And then when I woke up, they said, there's other bad news for you, that you're a diabetic.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, to me, it was like it's a death. Because all the people that I know that have diabetes, they've died of it. Within 6 months, within about 3 months after the amputations of their legs go, and then, their lifespan is less than 2 years. Now I know if they don't change their diet and they don't change their exercise habits, they're going to go. That's what I thought of. Not me. I can't think this way. I got to think of what, to get it out of my system, halt it, to stop it, to get it out. What can I do to reverse it? So I went to a program in Patagonia in Arizona, and when I checked in, my glucose was 305. A week later, just eating nothing or drinking nothing but juice from 9 vegetables, including dandelions, my sugar was down to 95.
Wow.
That's where, for the last 2 years, I've been trying to keep it at that level. I spike it every now and then. I spike it up to 110, 115, 120, 130, 140, but the rest of the time, I'm bringing it back down with a lot of walking, exercising. So that's what brought me to this point. I did hand that staff over, and I said, it's your turn now, to the young people. But I felt, man, when I got struck down with it, I thought, whoa, I've got to do something about it. So then decided to walk across America.
And how long did it take to organize this walk?
Well, I started immediately on 2009, started talking it up and started talking to other people. Talked to my daughters, of course, who said, Dad, we don't want you out there planning anything anymore. And just show up for them. I said, well, I'll do it one more time. And so we started kicking it around in 2009, and then in 2010, in January, then we decided then to go. So we decided then to start calling or contact people and organizers, and we contacted Orlando in, I don't know, the middle of 2010, I think. And he stepped up to the plate. And organizing, he did one of the best organizers that I know. I mean, he's been doing this since he was 17, 18 years old. He has a good communicative skills, this is what we needed. So, and all along, we selected people. For instance, over here now we got Denise Hunt, we've got Kurt Sheila Hansen in Virginia, who are the coordinators. So. The planning was just contacting the people, and that the people let them do the organizing from village to village. So that part was easy because this is my 7th walk across America,
uh-huh.
And I've been involved with a lot of additional running events. So it was easy just to contact the people and say, please, you guys set the schedule. So that's the way, after many years, the people in the movement in the peace movement and the movement, for Native issues, it's getting well known out there now who the players are.
Absolutely. Again, it's awesome to have you coming through Virginia again. You just reached Emporia today, is that correct, or was that last night?
We'll be there in about we'll be there about an hour and a half.
Oh wow!
Yep.
So you're en route, basically.
Yes. The walking began at 5 this morning.
All right. And Orlando, did you have anything you want to talk with Dennis or bring? You were saying how long you've known him and everything.
Yes, I've known since 1977, but. A lot of people don't know the personal Dennis, and just my wife, him spending the time at our house, just came to know Dennis and just really loves him and
uh-huh.
is really looking out, for him and just sees him go to live with him and see him go and go and go for the people and nonstop and falling asleep sometimes because he goes so hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of respect for him, and she's lost 24 pounds since the walk started, and she
awesome.
Walks 5 miles a day. There's
wow.
another walk for diabetes. It's starting July 22nd in San Diego. There's a lot of things, and I come to find out that he talks about the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is that people are ashamed of their diabetes. And people that I know closely, they're coming out and saying, I have diabetes.
Right.
I'm pre-diabetic. And I was like, I never knew. And it's like, it's almost like proud to be diabetic, you know? I'm diabetic. And then people ask me, are you diabetic? And then during that walk, I was tested twice, and no, I'm not diabetic. I just do this for the people.
Awesome, awesome. And Dennis, I think Orlando really brings up a very good point about you as a person. I mean, you've been a leader in, as long as I can remember, I mean, no matter whatever history will say about you, you are a leader for your people. You're a motivator. And this is, I mean, how many people, what's the rate of people learning that they're diabetic, especially in the Native community, on a daily basis?
You know, the, by the way, before I go on, there's going to be a summit, a national summit on diabetes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure we'll cover that later on. It's on July 5th, 6th, and 7th at Leesburg at the Best Western Hotel in Leesburg, Virginia. But I wanted to say that that the number of people in the world, IHS is saying 12 to 15% of our people are diabetic. But now after going through 70-some reservations and communities and villages across the country, both the southern and northern route, I believe the figure is much higher than that. I think it's very, very close to 50%.
Wow.
And, you know, that those are my beliefs and my figures of the people that we've been through and talking, been to the wellness centers, been to the diabetes program. The numbers are not matching what IHS is saying. And, you know, the red flag should be up in every community across this country because we are doomed if we do not change our ways. If we don't change our diet, we don't change our lifestyle of exercising, we're doomed. We're not going to have nothing for the seventh generation down the road. And that's the reality of it. What are we going to, you know, we're going to leave this world as half a person with no legs. I mean, what does that do to the quality of our life, diabetes, and what's it doing? So I think everybody, you know, the obesity is very high amongst our people, and it's caused from our diet. We're participating in the world's worst diet, ironically provided by the world's best food supply.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
So something happened between the harvest and our plates. So.
Would you say that the entrance of diabetes into the Native community came when the government started providing the foods?
The first reported case of diabetes is 1926 on the Pima Reservation. And now, after many years of commodity programs, and, you know, in 1968, AIM, the American Indian Movement, took a swipe at the commodity program saying that it was no good. But then we got jumped on by a lot of elders saying, you know, don't you say anything about this commodity program because we get through the winter on these things. And so we backed away from it. But we were saying that it was no good for us. You know, it was, but we never connected at that point with diabetes.
Right.
And now study after study after study saying that the white sugar and you know, and all the products that come with white flour and all the byproducts from that, and the grease, and it links us to diabetes. So I would say, absolutely, it began. I mean, the wholesale delivery of commodity foods to the native people was the beginning. And we have to call attention to that to ourselves and admit it, that it's, you know, it's part of a big major problem, and we have to cut it out. I mean, look, fry bread, that's not a, you know, it's a national dish that we promoted ourselves, that we made ourselves, made from all of these products that we got from the commodity program. I mean, nobody heard of fry bread before 1492.
Right.
That's become our national plate. So, and we have to put it on the back burner until our pancreas is, you know, can get working again, and get our kidneys in a safe environment, and then go from there. So we have to make some major changes in our diet. So full steam ahead with that one.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I want to thank you again for calling in and joining Intertribal and for spearheading and being the front runner or walker, as it would be in this case, for the people. And it's, you know, really, if all the listeners are paying attention, this isn't just something that hits the Native people. This is something that hits everybody. And what do? We go to the doctor, he gives us meds, and we say, okay. But it has to be more than that, correct?
Yep, absolutely. We can't listen to, you know, IHS and things. You know, they're pushing the medicine on us. They're pushing medication on us. You know, and there's nothing wrong with medication if there's no other alternative. But when there's alternatives out there, when there's green medicine out there, green foods that can help us, you know, stave off this epidemic, we have to jump at that. We have to take that opportunity and take it, and let's use it to see if it works. And if it's not working for us, then of course we move on to another thing. But we can't rely on penicillin or insulin or metformin and the rest of these pills that we're taking. And I was taking 9 kinds of pills that they're pushing on me.
Oh, wow.
You know, the American Diabetes Association, the American Medical Association are pushing these drugs on us. And that, if you look at the national budget on health care, Medicare, Medicaid, the biggest one, taking a chunk out of that in the billions of dollars is diabetes. So, we do the math, we got to do something about this. If we do the deaths, if we do the amputations, we've got to do something about that.
Yes.
So, when Japan issued this report in January, their health report, and the incidence of diabetes is rising in Japan, and they attribute it to the Western diet, the American diet. So let's get off of this world's worst diet, let's get on some good fresh vegetables and start making ourselves healthy.
Sounds good to me, Dennis, and unless there's anything else you wanted to share, I guess when are you expecting to be up Richmond's way?
We probably will be there, tomorrow sometime if we come through. So if we're in the area, well, maybe we'll just pop in and say hello. Or
that would be good, or we can make it out your way, one of the two.
Okay.
All right, Dennis, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
I wanted to just talk about what he was talking about, that summit on diabetes,
mm-hmm.
at the Great Western in Leesburg. There's going to be the 5th, 6th, and 7th. All day long, there's going to be summits on diabetes, people talking. The walkers will be there, so you'll be able to hear their experiences. And I want to thank the Sequan Band of Kumeyaays from San Diego, because they're providing all the food for all 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And we have a lot of people from California that were so affected by this walk. They're flying and they're driving and they're on their way.
They're on their way.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Now, one of the things that I was reading in regards to the longest walkers was the asking for donations at the different locations where you will be staying, as far as foods and so this way, one, you can eat and stay energized. But it was specific, I remember, where it was saying, you know, diabetic friendly. What would constitute as diabetic friendly?
Like turkey. It's vegetables, raw vegetables, soups, and I've changed my diet. I eat vegetables. I don't eat meat no more. Mm-hmm. I just eat chicken, and I watch my juices because they have a lot of sugar too.
That's a very good point. We all think, I mean, we're all brought up, many of us are brought up to believe that juices are healthy. I'm not saying they're not. They're definitely better than soda to a certain degree. But that's the thing. I mean, usually they add sugar to it. Now you see on the labels, you'll see no sugar added. But yet when you read the sugar content, it's the same as what, or at least on some of the products I've seen, it's the same as the products that aren't saying they haven't added sugar. So that's a good point, is to limit your juices. Is there a specific juice versus, you know, like a fresh blend juice, something you might make yourself through a juicer, or something that's on the shelf that would be good for us?
My wife just promotes for me to drink water.
Water.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's a good answer. That's a very good answer, because water is really what the life-sustaining force that for our bodies.
And about donations, I don't have the exact area where to give the donations, but if anybody wanted to go into the summit and donate, we're blessed down in Southern California, and we had like 750 T-shirts, and people were like, what are you selling them for? And they're free, you know, for all right. to participate. Before the walk started, we had like hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of beadwork and prizes that we gave away just for people to come listen about the diabetes and reversing diabetes. The Northern Route, you know, they've struggled. They've come through the rain. They've come mm-hmm. through the snow. They're a small group. You know, they've just asked for donations on the way. Chris Francisco's had a hard time. And I was honored to go meet them in West Virginia and walk the last five miles in with them. And they honored me by carrying that staff. And I did that for a guy that can no longer walk anymore. Because I always said, you have to walk for diabetes while you can still walk. And this guy had an accident and he ran for diabetes and now he'll never walk again. And we made a video of him running. And he remembers that that's the last time he ran. He ran for the people.
I guess if to suffer an incident or a tragedy like that, I mean, there's knowing that you gave what you could for the people must be in some form, it's hard to say satisfying or gratifying, but, you know, if there is any satisfaction in that.
Yes, because he's also a traditional dancer, and he told me that when he dances for the people that can't dance, and he said, now I'm one of those that can't dance anymore.
But his spirit will continue.
Yes, so we walk for him, too.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to be joined in just a little bit. I got a station ID and some back announcing I need to do, but we'll be coming on air very quickly with another walker.
Tune in Monday night from 9 to 11 for American Roots Music with a French Twist. Explore the heart of Cajun country with me, Talia. It's Cajun, Creole, Zydeco, Swamp Pop, the music that grew out of the prairies and bayous of southwest Louisiana. Many listeners report that they get more housework done and feel happier while listening to Louisiana Dance Hall. Louisiana Dance Hall, Monday nights, 9 to 11 on WRIR, 97.3 LPFM. Radio for the rest of us. Allons danser!
Hi, I'm Jeff Young, host of Living on Earth. The BP oil crisis, climate change, harmful chemicals in our water and air. These are just some of the threats to our planet and to us. Each week, we bring you news of environmental challenges and of possible solutions. Tune in every week to PRI's Living on Earth, Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. here on WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.